This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Floods and landslides cause a destruction of lives and properties in different parts of the country following the rainfall since last few days. President Bidya Devi Bhandari appoints Prabhu Ram Sharma as the new army chief. Nepali Congress deputes 38 district returning officers for the 14th General Convention. Health Ministry reports additional 2,065 COVID-19 cases in Nepal. And a fire in a chemical factory in Pakistan's Karachi city killed at least 15 workers. Now the news in detail. 85 people were killed and 44 others went missing in the monsoon-induced disasters across the country so far since the 14th of June, which is the onset of monsoon season in Nepal. According to the Ministry of Home Affairs, 5,500 people affected by the flooding and landslides have been rescued so far. Unveiling the data on monsoon-induced disasters at the disaster management meeting yesterday, Chief of the Disaster Management Division, Home Kalapande, said 70 districts have been affected by the rain-induced disasters. Yesterday alone, 3 people were killed and 3 others have gone missing in flooding that occurred in different parts of the country. According to the Home Ministry, at least 400 people affected by flooding have been evacuated to safety. They were evacuated yesterday itself. Over 29 roads have been damaged by the floods and landslides this monsoon season. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has appointed Acting Chief of Nepal Army Prabhu Ram Sharma as the new Chief of Army Staff to be effective from the 9th of September. A statement issued by the Office of the President yesterday mentioned that President Bhandari appointed Sharma to the post of Chief of Army Staff as per the constitutional provision. The 3-year term of the incumbent Army Chief Purna Chandra Thapa expires on the 9th of September. He is currently on a leave as per the tradition of Army Chiefs staying on a leave 1 month before their retirement. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Department of Consular Services, is going to provide its services online from tomorrow. The Department of Consular Services said police report certificate or clearance certificate would be provided online from tomorrow and other services would be available online on a gradual basis. Acting Director General of the Consular Department, Dhan Bahadur Oli, said the police report certificate would be provided online in the first phase as more than 50% of service seekers came to the department for the clearance certificate. Nepali Congress has deputed its district returning officers in 38 districts for the upcoming 14th Party General Convention. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Shar Bahadur Dewa has already handed over the list of the party's active membership in the 38 districts to the Central Election Committee of the party. Nepali Congress's Election Committee Coordinator Madhav Prasad Yadav said the committee deployed the legal practitioners close to Nepali Congress as the party's district returning officers after receiving the active membership list from the party president. Chief Justice Cholendra Samsar Jabara has decided not to join the bench formed to hear on the case related to the appointments made by the Constitutional Council. Chief Justice Jabara's decision comes after advocates from the writ petitioners questioned his positions, saying that he could not stay in the bench as he is a member of the Constitutional Council. Press expert of the Supreme Court, Kishore Paudil, said that the Chief Justice would stay in leave during the initial and the final hearing to facilitate the hearing process. National Planning Commission Vice Chair Bishnu Nath Paudil has suggested the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology and its subordinate bodies to maintain the balance between physical and financial progress. Speaking at the meeting held at the Communication Ministry to review the progress made during the fiscal year 2021-22, Commission Vice Chair Paudil stressed on improving the balance between budget and programs of the ministry. On the occasion, Communication Secretary Baikuntha Arial underlined the need for providing quality services to people, correcting the weaknesses. The meeting found the progress of the ministry and its subordinate bodies to be satisfactory. The Ministry of Health and Population yesterday reported 2,065 new cases of COVID-19 infection in Nepal. Likewise, 2,337 corona patients recovered yesterday. With this, the corona recovery rate in Nepal now stands at 93.6%. Similarly, the Health Ministry confirmed 25 corona-related deaths yesterday, taking the total death tally to 10,663. As per the Health Ministry's update, there are 37,599 active cases of COVID-19 in Nepal. Nepali Congress Vice President Bimalendra Nidhi has announced that he would be contesting for the party president post in the upcoming 14th Party General Convention. With this announcement, he has established a contact office at New Barneshwar for meeting the party leaders and cadres. Inaugurating the office yesterday, the party vice president said he would be competing for the party's chief post not to defeat, retire or prove anyone else incompetent in the party. Meanwhile, the non-establishment side of the Nepali Congress has decided to take initiation to address practical issues seen in the party's general convention process. A meeting of the group held in party's former general secretary Prakashman Singh's residence at Taksibari of Kathmandu agreed to sit for talks with party president and prime minister Shehbahadur Dewar to build an atmosphere for organizing the general convention within the scheduled date. You're listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on to some international updates. A fire at a chemical factory in Pakistan's Karachi city killed at least 15 workers. Officials said the fire broke out inside the factory in Mehran town while more than 20 labourers were inside the factory compound. At least 15 bodies have been retrieved from the rubble of the factory building that has partially collapsed, but a rescue operation is still underway. It was not immediately clear what caused the fire. The United States says it will keep evacuating Afghans from Kabul airport until the last moment, despite continuing concerns about attacks from the Islamic State group. Reports from Kabul now suggest as many as 170 people died in Thursday's attack on crowds at a gate to the airport. The Pentagon says there are still credible threats against the airport. The US is still processing Afghans desperate to leave. Most NATO countries have now ended their emergency flights. France ended its evacuation effort on Friday, blaming deteriorating security at the airport. It said it had flown nearly 3,000 people out of the country. Now, the meteorologic weather, general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is also likely to occur at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall with thunder and lightning at a few places of Province No. 1, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Far Western Province, and at one or two places of Province No. 2 and Bagmati Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Floods and landslides occur in different parts of the country following the incessant rainfall since last few days. President Bidyadevi Bhandari appoints Prabhuram Sharma as the new army chief. Nepali Congress deputes 38 district returning officers for the 14th General Convention. Health Ministry reports additional 2,065 COVID-19 cases in Nepal. And fire in a chemical factory in Pakistan's Karachi city kills at least 15 workers. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal. And have a good day.